Good morning. It's Monday, March 2nd. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we visit a new place where kids can play and parents can chill. That's after the news. Sedgwick County data shows that more than 12,000 Wichita voters have cast their ballots on a proposed sales tax ahead of tomorrow's special election. That's about half the total turnout of Wichita's last special election in 2012. The proposed 1% citywide sales tax is the only item on the ballot. Proponents say that over the course of 7 years, the tax would raise $850 million. Early voting continues until noon today. Polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day tomorrow. Two transgender Kansas residents are suing the state over a new law that immediately invalidated their driver's licenses. The ACLU of Kansas says a lawsuit was filed in Douglas County District Court on behalf of two anonymous plaintiffs. It charges that the new law violates the state constitution's protections of personal privacy, due process, and freedom of speech. Kansas lawmakers approved the law earlier this year over Governor Laura Kelly's veto. It also prohibits transgender people from using public restrooms that align with their gender identity. Kansas officials have agreed to turn over some food assistance data that the Trump administration requested. Republican leaders say the dispute never should have happened. Zach Boblett has the story.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly had previously opposed turning over the data for privacy reasons. Now she says her administration will provide eligibility data while preventing personal information, including full Social Security numbers, from being shared. Kelly said the deal ends the USDA's effort to withhold more than $10 million in funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins sharply criticized the governor, calling the months-long dispute a, quote, cover-up. State officials say SNAP will continue to operate as usual. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A former police officer who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was in Wichita over the weekend for the nonprofit group Leading Kansas. KMUW's Suzanne Perez talked with him about his mission.
Michael Fanone worked for Washington, D.C. police when he responded to radio calls for help as rioters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He was assaulted, dragged down the Capitol steps, stunned with a taser, and threatened with his own gun. 5 years later, Fanone's mission is one of civic responsibility. He says leaders should denounce President Trump for pardoning the rioters and promoting conspiracies.
The American people are not asking them to rise up and stand against this administration. They're demanding it.
Fanone says January 6th proved how fragile democratic norms can be and that people should hold leaders accountable. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A new bill at the State House would require drivers to use their turn signals when they exit roundabouts. The circular intersections, where vehicles flow in one direction, have been shown to ease traffic congestion, but the term roundabout is not officially in Kansas traffic law. A Senate bill could change that, along with adding the turn signal requirement when exiting. Republican State Senator Joseph Clays understands the need for the bill, but he says he hopes enforcement will allow for some wiggle room.
You know, one would hope that our men in blue and women in blue would, understand that and have some discretion.
Clay says some smaller roundabouts would require a quick turn signal, which could make drivers more likely to receive a ticket. A new invasive insect is creating major uncertainty for American rice producers. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks has more.
The rice delphacid decimated crops across Texas and the Southeast in 2025. The tiny insects come from Central and South America, and they suck sap out of the rice plant. So far, none of the pesticides approved for rice in the U.S. have effectively controlled them. Sam Rustum is a rice specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. He's scrambling to find a chemical treatment for the bug.
We're literally taking shots in the dark at this point and just testing whatever we can. Just trying anything we really can at this point.
Without a reliable way to control the pest, rice farmers can't be sure how much to plant for the 2026 crop. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is warning Kansans about the upcoming prescribed fires, especially in the Flint Hills. Prescribed fires, or controlled burns, are used to preserve the prairie ecosystem and reduce wildfire risk. About 2.1 million acres are burned in the Flint Hills each year. State officials activated an online tool yesterday to help predict smoke and air quality impacts. Exposure can lead to symptoms such as burning eyes, a runny nose, coughing, and illnesses such as bronchitis. Vulnerable people are advised to stay inside when possible. Humankind Ministries announced last week that Adam Barlow Thompson will be the Housing and Shelter nonprofit's next CEO. Barlow Thompson will lead Sedgwick County's largest supportive housing provider starting in April. Former Humankind CEO Don Shepler took on a new job in November. Barlow Thompson is no stranger to nonprofit work. In 2015, he co-founded the Neighboring Movement, a nonprofit that focuses on revitalizing Wichita's South Central neighborhoods. Barlow Thompson said in a statement that he'll continue serving as the manager of the Socioeconomic Development Group until current projects are wrapped up. We'll be back after this.
Want to read literature with a professor with no final paper? We have just the thing. This year, the five professors from the Why Should I Read This series will be at KMUW to give you a deep dive into some of their favorite works. On March 4th at 7 p.m., Dr. Katie Lanning will lecture on Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Find more information and let us know if we should count you present at kmuw.org. Five professors, five lectures, zero papers.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. When kids need to burn off some energy, a house or apartment can feel really small. And with our unpredictable Kansas weather, backyards and playgrounds aren't always an option. A new business in Wichita is offering an indoor space where children of all ages can play and parents can relax. Jenny Anima spent some time there and brings us this report.
As a mother of five, Ashley Enders says she struggled to find somewhere all of her kids could have fun in one place. Her preteen is into gaming, and her toddler, well, is a toddler.
You can't climb up there, okay? But you can play your game. Or do you want to do your claw machine? Okay, I'll give you a dollar.
Last June, she opened Play and Party Company, an indoor play center designed to give parents another option for keeping kids entertained.
So having a space that's just a standing space that you can walk in any day of the week and know you're surrounded by other parents, other people that get it, is really important to me.
The first thing you see at Play and Party Company is a little play town that features the names of local businesses. Kids can go inside a miniature Shields, Gearhead Auto Works, or Beige Beauty Salon. A few steps away, there's an LED-lit game room for older kids. Toddlers and preschoolers tumble across a soft play area or dig in the sand pit. Enders says some families have become regular customers, sometimes coming in several times a week. Johnny Christensen is one of those regulars. She brings her three-year-old daughter, Janeth, whose favorite thing to do is play in the sand.
There's a lot of opportunity here to like grow your kids' development with other kids, but also for you to gain relationships with other parents.
She found out about the place through a friend on Facebook and says the business is building community. Liliana Oakleaf manages Play and Party Co. She's expecting a baby girl in March and is excited to experience the business in a new way.
Seeing all the moms be able to come here and like make friends, it makes me feel that much more comfortable knowing that I can relate to everyone in that way.
Play and Party Co. is hoping to expand and possibly open a second location in East Wichita. Here's Ashley Enders again.
We cater to our children a lot and their needs, but then as parents, we kind of forget, like, we should be along for the fun too. We should be along for the ride and enjoying it as well and not stressed out all the time over it.
Parents can enjoy a cup of coffee and relax as their kids play. Hourly admission to the play place varies depending on a child's age. There is a discount for siblings, and families can also buy an all-day pass, allowing you to come and go as you please, which is perfect for grabbing a bite to eat, or maybe even taking a nap.
Mama.
I'm Jenny Anima.
You can read more about Play and Party Co. at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. Have a good week. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.